you know, we didn't ever get any ice.
Mm-hmm.
When we finally got some, we didn't have a refrigerator, nothing to keep it in. We'd have to keep it wrapped up in quilts and things, break it off when we needed it. And then we finally got them little old bitty ice boxes you could put that block ice in there.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was our first convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't very much because those little ice boxes was too little.
Yes,
then.
Ma'am.
Now you can get them of all kinds.
Well, did you have a place where you would keep potatoes during the winter time?
Yeah. Bunk them up, they called it.
How was that done?
Put them down on the ground and put straw or corn stalks all the way around it, and then cover it up with dirt.
And that was called a
potato bunk.
Potato bunk.
Yeah. And you could do turnips the same way.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And was that called a turnip
bunk?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And that's where they kept the ribbon cane for seed. They bunked it up that way.
Mm-hmm. Is this a big cotton growing country?
Yeah.
Still is?
Yeah. They plant a lot of beans here too, but they used to didn't. They just was cotton and corn.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've gone all out for soybeans.
I reckon you've done your share of work in Cotton Hill.
I sure have. Hoeing and picking cotton and I plowed a many row.
What, when you say chop cotton, what do you mean by that?
Hoeing it. Just going through, hoeing it and chopping it out.
Is that done just to thin it, or?
Yeah, you cut it down to one or two stalks, about hose width. Now, they used to be about two hose width, but they've got for now, they leave it so thick. But that's what it's, chopping cotton is. Thinning it out.
Yes, ma'am. Was there any particular kind of grass that grew up in the cotton field that gave you trouble?
Oh, yeah. Bermuda grass. And, what is it? It's got that little old mud on the end. Root on. Oh, what is it? What is it called?
Not nut grass.
No. Hello. Hi. I'm doing very well, I guess. Yeah, Clayton called Alice this morning and said he was still laying there, but he wasn't breathing. That machine was on the breath he had. Said he hadn't since. He had never responded to nothing. Yeah, since they done that. I got a letter from Craven. I'll talk to you after a while. I've got company in here. That's fine. That's one of the nurses, but she's at home.
Oh. You can get calls from your nurses, huh?
Oh, yeah. I practically raised her.
Oh, I see. Was that cucklebirds you were thinking of, or trying to think of?
No, it's...
What's that?
Well, I'll be John Brown. Grows up overnight, just shoots right straight up.
Hmm.
Oh.
Not Johnson Grace.
No, Johnson Grace is bad, though. But this is... Well, I ain't gonna think of it now.
Well, maybe it'll come to you.